Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Yud Gimel 4:13, the last mitzvah in Sefer Bamidbar, and the border going into, after this, Be'ez Hashem, the last 200 mitzvos that we have. But Be'ez Hashem, let's just try to do today's mitzvah first. Today's mitzvah is related to yesterday's mitzvah. Yesterday was the Isser of accepting or giving kofar redemption money to try to save somebody from death after he murdered B'mezid. Today's mitzvah is doing the same thing, trying to save somebody from galus if he did it b'shogeg. And here says the Torah, V'lo tikhu kofar. Let's again start with the previous pasuk because it's a double mitzvah. V'lo tikhu kofar l'nefesh rotzeach. Do not accept kofar from a murderer. Asher hu rasha lamus, that is supposed to die. Kimos yumas, he has to be put to death. And the next pasuk, V'lo tikhu kofar lanus alir maklato. A person should not accept kofar from someone, payment, in order to prevent himself. I'll pay you in order so I don't have to go into the ir mikla. No, you can't do that either. That's also an isadar isa. L'shuv l'shevetz ba'aretz on Mosa Kohen. I don't want to have to do that. So again, this now becomes even more stretching the idea that we saw yesterday where the Mefarshim say, even if we have the svara of, well, you know, the victim is dead, his kids have nobody to support them, what if this guy says, I'll give $50 million and support them till the last day of their life? So we said yesterday, there's still an isadar isa. You can't say the greater good outweighs. So here you might even more want to say that, because here the guy didn't even kill on purpose. He killed by accident. So we're going to send him to Gaulus. Let him give $50 million. And afal pi kein, still today the isser is that one is not allowed to do that. They have to go to the ir miklat. Period. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo nikach kofer me'a mechuyav galus, mach masheharek shogeg lepojim in agalus. We're not allowed to accept payment to trying to redeem himself from somebody who killed by accident, in order that he shouldn't have to go to Galus. Shne'emar v'lo sichu kofer lanus alim reklato l'shuv l'sheres baretz. We can't take the money. L'fi mashmo zeh, l'fi adomeh, yeh lanus pa'ul, to run, klomar, lo tikhu kofer al misha hu nos. Don't take kofer from one who is running to the ir miklat, somebody who wants to return to his father's, his family's area, their neighborhood, not allowed to do that. The Meshech Chachma points out that even the Hemshech of Psukim are parallel to these two mitzvahs. Again, the Torah says, don't take kofar from somebody who could have murdered on purpose, because he has to die. Don't take kofar from somebody who killed by accident, they have to go to the ir miklat. And then the Torah says, another two phrases, V'lo sachnifu es haaretz, literally, don't flatter, don't violate chanufa to the land, asher atem ba, ki adamu yachnef es haaretz, because there's blood here. V'la aretz lo yuchupar, and the land will not be atoned. L'adam asher shupach ba, to the blood that was spilled on it, ki im bedam shofcho. The only way that the land will give kapara is if more blood is spilled. Meaning, that first phrase is talking about parallel to a rotzeach b'mezid. A rotzeach b'mezid you can't accept money from, because v'lo sachnifu es haaretz. And then the next phrase, says the Meshech Chachma, is going on the second Isser, today's Isser. Do not accept kofar for somebody who, instead of somebody running to the ir miklat, v'lo sitame es haaretz, asher atem yoshvim ba. Do not impurify the land that you sit in, asher ani yishokhim b'socha. Ki ani Hashem shokhim b'toch b'ni Yisrael, I'm there. If there is a murderer, even by accident, that didn't go to the galus, go to the ir miklat, that is being metame the aretz. Says the Meshech Chachma that this is a parallel. Let me just find it. V'lo sachnifu kai alo sikhu kofer v'chulu v'chulu. He says, kimefor ubezeh gila sod ir miklat. From here we learn the secret of the ir miklat, says the Meshech Chachma. Ki ritzicha b'shogeg ki tumas hanefesh. When somebody kills b'shogeg, his soul has become sullied, has become impure. What does it say here? He has to go to the ir miklat because the aretz became impure. What do you mean it became impure? He didn't do anything wrong. He did a b'shogeg. No, but he was still the kli that Hashem used to kill this other guy, b'shogeg. V'hayeshiva b'ir miklat he kein taras hamayim. Being in an ir miklat is like a mikvah. It's like going in the water. Right? So that's what the they say. That the mitzvah, there are three mitzvahs, this is what is said, the three mitzvahs that you could put your whole body into. Sukkah, Yishev Eretz Yisrael, and mikvah. But there's really a fourth, and that's your miklat. There's a mitzvah to go to, not a mitzvah that we want to do, but it's a mitzvah also to be an Eretz miklat. The mere miklat is like a mikvah. Rechitzas hanefesh, it's cleansing of the soul. V'tfila kazos moel l'nefesh ameis. And even, we know the halacha, let's say somebody killed b'shogeg, and before they went to the ir miklat, they dropped dead. You know what the halacha is? You got to bring him to the ir miklat anyway and bury him there. And when the Kohen Gadol dies, then he can bring him back to the family plot. Obviously, it's nothing to do with a kapara fully. It's not only about a kapara for the person, because there's no kapara after he dies. But there's a tara element to purify him. Shemeis achelo goa megalatz mosav. You megal his bones. Vitara lagamre avikamotara latruma. Jesura charev shemesh. But no, you bring him there anyway. And what do you need? Like other tumas, you have to wait till the sun sets. When's the sun setting? When the Kohen Gadol dies. That is, as he says, shezeh ha'arif shemesh ha'amiti. That is the true setting of the sun, but that's the Meshech Chachma on our mitzvah. You have the parallel between the psukim, and this is a tumas ha'nefesh, and that's why the land is defiled as well. Along the lines of the aretz being defiled, there is a beautiful bach, which I think I mentioned in other contexts. The bach says in the chelik beis of the Mishnah Berurah, but it's that chelik in Hilchos Brachos in Simen Reish Ches. The bach says shekdushas haaretz. What context is this in? He's trying to explain why we say in Al Hamichya v'nochal mipirya v'nispa mituva. Hashem, I want to be able to eat from the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Are we into gashmius? What, it just tastes delicious? So a davening, v'nochal mipirya, says the Bach, no. The fruit of Eretz Yisrael has a kedusha to it, has a tara to it. Shekasav, shekedusha sa'aretz nishpas ba mikedusha sa'aretz el yona. The kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and the fruit in Eretz Yisrael come from upper celestial spheres. He nishpas gam bepeiro seha, sheyon kim mikedusha sa'shchina ha'shochenes pekar va'aretz. Where do you see the land itself could be tara, tame? The Bach quotes our mitzvah. If the land becomes tame, nimsheches atuma gam bepeiroseha. Also, the fruit will be tame. Hayon kimimena. The kvar nistalka shchina bekerav haaretz, and the shchina will leave. V'nimshach mizeh ki gam ani misalek. Hashem says, I'm there. If you don't take care of this, I'm leaving. It's too much tuma for me. And that's why, says the Bach, v'yata bachlam peros hayon kimitumas haaretz. When we eat fruit from other lands, we don't get the kedusha. But when we eat the fruit from Eretz Yisrael, oh, v'nocha mipirya v'nispa mituva, ki b'achilas peroseha anu nizonim mikedushas hashchina umitarasa v'nispa mituvasa. There is something very special about the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, and he quotes in the Yagdol Tari, they quote this Bach, and he quotes the Leif Simcha, who always pointed out this Bach, that the fruit of Eretz Yisrael have a special quality. Besides the halachas, trumas, maisos, v'chulu, there's a special quality of kedusha to it. Good. Shoresh Yitzhar HaKofer, Bahorig V'Shogig. This idea of this mitzvah is same that we spoke about yesterday. We spoke about that the mitzvahs can't overpower averus. You do an aver, you got to fix it. Right in the air too. So too, you can't accept kofer instead of going to galus. Okay, now the mitzvah today speaks about in Yoni Galus. A couple of mitzvahs we've spoken about. Let's talk a little bit about the idea, the institution of Are Miklat, and specifically the death of the Kohen Gadol. Why specifically that is the time period as this mitzvah relates to. He has to go there until the Kohen Gadol dies. But first, there is a ha'ara that a number of the Bali Musar point out. Fascinating ha'ara. The Mishnah tells us in Meseches Makos that there are signs up where the Are Miklat are. There are signs up all over the Mishnah in Makos and Aftesim Abeis. He says, U'muchuvanus lahem adrachim zu lazu. Shenemar, you have to have them. You have to have them exactly equidistant. And we make sure that everybody knows where the Arei Miklat are. It's an interesting contrast that for Aliyah L'Regel there are no signs up which way to Yerushalayim. We're worried about the Arei Miklat, we're not ready to Yerushalayim. So one might say postures because the Arei Miklat is running for his life. He has to save his life, he has to get there as quickly as possible. Yerushalayim, okay, you'll get there by Yontif, it's okay. But another idea I saw in a number of Farshim, I think it's Rav Bunim, right, who has a commentary on Pirkei Avos, he quotes there that when it comes to an Ir Miklat, we don't want them coming into our houses. We're not interested in being ma'areach them, unless we're the Levium inside the Ir Miklat, but he just killed Beshogig, so that's why they let him have the sign. Going to Yerushalayim, Aliyah L'Regel, come into my house and ask me where are you going. You get lost, don't worry about it. Come on in and ask me. So we dafka don't have signs up, so if people get lost, and we hope they do, maybe, they come in and ask, we can befriend them and lead them to Eretz Yisrael. Good. Oh, just by the way, one point I forgot to mention, the idea of Arei Miklat and a Rotzeach B'Shogig having Tumas HaNefesh, that's reflected in Halacha, that if a Kohen kills even B'Shogig, there are some Rishonim that say he can't Tuchen. He can't tuchen, even though he did it b'shogeg. There was nothing wrong. Or what, where else do we have this? David HaMelech, he killed b'mezid, but it was l'shem mitzvah. What does Hashem tell him? He can't build the base of Migdash. What did he do wrong? He didn't do anything wrong. but he still has blood on his hands. Blood affects the person. David HaMelech, he was still David HaMelech. He didn't do something wrong. But the fact that a murder affects the nefesh, that is something that is clear. Good. So we have the Arei Miklat that are set up, the 6 and the 42. There is an important Ha'ara that the Chafetz Chaim also has. Chafetz Chaim points out, based on a Rashi. Rashi says, in Vo'eschanon and elsewhere, I think in other places in Chumash, quoting a Gemara, the Gemara in Makas and Daf Yud, that when Moshe Rabbeinu set up the Arei Miklat, they didn't work yet. He only set up 3 on the east side of the Jordan. But they don't work until all 6 are set up. Says the Gemara, on the Pasuk in Koheles, Oev Kesev L'Yispa Kesev. If somebody loves money, so then they can never get enough money. If somebody loves anything, they can never get enough. If somebody loves mitzvos, they can't get enough mitzvos. That's what the Gemara says, that Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehayah Yodea Shein Shalosh Arim Shevi Yerai Yardin Kaltos, Achlo Nifklu Shalosh Beretz Kinaan. Moshe knew that the 3 set up won't work anyway until Yeshua sets up the other 3. Va'amar, mitzvah Shebaal Yadi Akaimena. I have a chance to do a mitzvah, even a half a mitzvah. That's the language of the Rambam in one place. Moshe's going to do it, even though it's not going to be effective yet. Any part of a mitzvah, I'm going to do. The Chafetz Chaim says in Parshas Vayeschanan, where the Rashi is quoted, he says, you understand from here, the Abbas Rabbi Nasan, Al tarchag atzmecha mimida she'en la kitzvah, o mimamacha she'en la gemira. Don't not do something just because you can't finish. Oh, I'm not going to finish that. I'm not going to finish this project anyway, so I might as well not do it. I'm not going to finish this sefer anyway. Why should I start? Says the Abbas Rabbi Nasan, no. Lo alecha hamlacha ligmar. Ki yadua, that's the Yetzahara. Sha Yetzah mefates ha'adam milakai mitzvah shmiras ha'lashon. Ha'lashon hara. Never gonna be perfect anyways. Why should I even try to limit it? Yoseh tov shelo taskla b'zeh midaklal. Nah. I'm never gonna have kavan in davening anyway. So, might as well just give up. So the Chafetz Chaim gives the mashal. He says, imagine a girl is sent by her mother to the marketplace. Go buy me some eggs. And she gets by the eggs. And on the way home, bandits start coming and ripping eggs out of her basket. So what should she do? Okay, forget it. I lost them. She should drop the basket and run home. No! Run home with whatever eggs you have left and run home and do it. You save some of them. He says, because another mashal. He says, somebody's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. They're in the middle of Shema Koleinu. And then they realize, oh my, I didn't have kavanah, the first 16 brachas. I don't see it. I was just daydreaming. First 14 brachas, I blew it. Okay, forget it. Okay, I won't have kavanah. No, stop right there. Save this bracha. Save one. With every little bit is a victory. So that's what he says in Tavakshenaka Kesef. If you think it's gold and silver, let's say you walk to the beach and all of a sudden you see billions and billions of diamonds that have been washed up on the beach. I can't gather them all. Forget it. I'm going home. No, of course not. What would we say? We'd pick up, we'd stuff our pockets, we'd do whatever we can to take as much as we can. You have a shopping spree. Right? At 1 hour, you can't buy out the whole store. Oh, forget it. I'm not interested. No! You fill up whatever you can in the shopping cart. So it's the same thing here. Moshe Rabbeinu has that attitude. That's the message of Ir Miklat. I can do 3? Let me do 3. That's the message of Ir Miklat and all of these mitzvahs. Good. So we know the Gemara tells us, and the Mishnah tells us, that the person can leave, right? He's not allowed to give money to get out of going to Golis. That's today's mitzvah. But he is allowed to leave when the Kohen Gadol dies. And all different, whatever Kohen Gadol dies. Echad, the Mishnah says in Makas Daf Yud Aleph, Mashruach Meshem and HaMishcha, Merubah Begadim, the anointed Kohen Gadol, the one who just wasn't anointed, he just wore the Begadim, even if the Kohen Gadol that was Avar Mimishichuso, right? He was a substitute Kohen Gadol, right? All of them, they are the ones that, when he dies. So the big shaila is why. What does the Kohen Gadol's death have to do with this Rotzeach going free? So Rashi quotes in on Chumash, based on the Gemara, that this Kohen Gadol he's on such a high level, he should have davened. He should have davened that nobody dies, right, in this way during his lifetime. And somebody did, so he's semi at fault. That's why you gotta wait. That's a connection to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol should have davened, that nothing happens, and therefore he has to go there until the Kohen Gadol dies. Okay, the Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim has a fascinating suggestion. He says, what we would say in English, misery loves company. Misery loves company. Or in Hebrew, the Lashon is, Tsarot Rabim Chatzi Nechama. Right, the pain of many is half comfort of each individual. Meaning if other people are suffering too, then I could, if I'm the only one suffering, it's very hard. If other people are suffering, then I could deal with it easily. We mentioned this in the Sefer HaChinuch, why they blow shofar during Yovel. Because everybody, if I have to set my slave free, then forget, it's very hard. I know everybody, that's the shofar. I realize everybody's setting their eved free. Okay, I could deal with it a little better. Says the Rambam, the Goalei Hadam, right, the people who, the relatives, they're betzaris. They're broken. They're ripped apart. They lost their relative. They can't deal with it. So the Rotzeach Peshogeg has to stay in Eir Miklat. When the Kohen Gadol dies, the whole Klal Yisrael are Betzaris. Everybody is dealing with the death of their leader, so now he could go free. Because they're no different. They have Nechama in that everybody is having to deal with it. So those are a couple of ideas that are in the mentioned in the Rambam and the... And Rashi, one other, in the Yadot Torah, he quotes one other reason why Dafka, the Kohen Gadol, is the one that we wait for. He quotes from the Rush, also from the Svarno. Bebei shahagolas yal ha-shogeg, ve'en kol ha-shogegim shavim, mehem krovos la'ones u'mehem krovos la'mezid. We don't know exactly... Shogeg, but it was a shogeg, but some were carved lamezid. V'lachay nitan onesh ha-galos zman bilti shaveh b'chol ha-shogegim. That's why a person goes to Aryeh Miklat, and we don't know how shogeg he was, how ones he was, how mazed he was. You know what? We'll leave it up to God. Does this guy deserve to be in the Aryeh Miklat 75 years? Or does he deserve to be in the Aryeh Miklat 3 years or 2 days? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it. When the Kohen Gadol is supposed to die, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind and orchestrating all the scenes, this person, Dafka Kil B'Shogeg, at a time when he's going to be in the Aryeh Miklat, you know, only for a certain amount of time. So that's why Dafka the Kohen Gadol, we pick that leader, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaYodea Nistaros, Yodea Kamashanam, Rotzeach Zechai of Galus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. Another fascinating discussion. Good. There is a very famous Chazal, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Makos, that the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim used to bring food to the Rotzeach, to this murderer, so that he wouldn't daven that their son would die. Because he would want to leave the Eir Miklat. He would daven and daven. The Kohen Gadol should die. So the mothers used to bring them care packages. Send them shalach manos every day in order to that they shouldn't die. The big shaila is, if a Kohen Gadol is not supposed to die, what, this tefillah, this murderer, B'Shogeg, who wasn't so careful with his axe, his tefillah is going to work? So many explain two ideas. Number one, many explain, actually it's really one idea, but just expanded. That the Bali Musar explained that a tefillah out of tsaris, out of real feeling of chisaron, could do wonders. Unbelievable. And they bring the raya from the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol says a tefillah when he comes out of the Kodesh Kadashim. Hashem, please don't listen to the Ovrei Drachim. Who are the Ovrei Drachim? The Ovrei Drachim are those who are traveling back after the Chag. They're going back, and the whole Klal Yisrael needs rain. But these Ovrei Drachim are going to daven Hashem, don't let it rain, don't let it rain, because I have to get home first. So the whole Klal Yisrael needs rain. These individuals need rain. And the Kohen Gadol has to daven. Isn't Hashem going to listen to most of the Tzibur? These few stragglers who are still traveling? No, because they feel it. They're in an Esara. They're on the road. If it starts raining, forget it. They can't get back home. So their tefillah is going to be very powerful. That's why the Kohen Gadol has to get up and daven. Kodesh Baruch Hu, please protect the rest of Klal Yisrael. And that's why Rashi quotes, Rav Yeruchim says, Rashi quotes in Barshas B'Shalach, that when they were at the Yamsuf, what did it say? B'nei Yisrael, v'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. What does Rashi say? Tofsu umnas avosam. They started davening like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov davened. Ask Rav Yeruchim. They didn't daven earlier. They didn't daven in Mitzrayim. Only here at Kriyas Yamsuf says of Yeruchim, right now they feel entrapped. They feel there's no way out. There's the Yamsuf on one side, the Egyptians on the other side. There's not, what can we do? That's the ultimate tefillah. When you daven out of a state sense of chisaron, out of a state of I need you, Hashem. You're the only one that can help. So that's what the guy's doing. That's what the Rotzeach is doing, because he knows only Hashem could take care of the Kohen Gadol, and that's what the mothers have to bring it. And that's what the Zayin LaTorah says. Even, they're going to still daven, but they're not going to daven with the same intensity. Because they're comfortable, they have food, they get care packages. So when it's one, not so bad. So Eino Doma, his lashon is that they're not going to daven in the same way. He says, "Avol hevdol gadol yesh imam mispala misas kohen gadol shehu saveya or mispala kshu yoshe b'tainis min chisar mizonos." That's a big difference, says Rav Sarutskin, and that's why we have this element. Good. Just to end off, Sefer Bamidbar, as we're finishing Sefer Bamidbar with the words of the Ramban. The Ramban, at the end of every Sefer, he writes a little poem. So as we finish Sefer Bamidbar, Baruch Hashem, and we had the schluss of discussing 413 mitzvos, the Ramban says, Nishlam Sefer HaPakudim v'digle ha-tzvakos. The Sefer HaPakudim Bamidbar was finished. V'leilokim elokei tzvakos shevach v'hoda'os. I praise Hashem. It's a rhyme. It's a l'me'os v'la'alafim u'l'ribo'os v'kasher asim avosenu hagdolos v'hanora'os yachish b'yameinu ketzapla'os. Please bring the geula. Yibane habayis v'halashachos v'gvul l'fnei ha'ta'avos and bring back the offices of the Beis HaMikdash. V'yachin sham l'beis David kisa'os v'einenu ra'os. It's all based on psukim. V'hu b'rachamav yinakenu ministaros u'mikol shkiyos v'yareinu mitaraso nifla'os amen kein yehi ratzon. Tam b'nishlam. That's how the Ramban ends off Sefer Bamidbar. So that's how we could end off Sefer Bamidbar as well. Be'ez Hashem, next time, we again start off with the Ramban that the Sefer HaChinuch quotes.